Well, here on Prophecy Today, we want to focus on a region of the world referred to as the European Union. It's a United States of Europe to some extent, with some 28 nations forming together to endeavor to put together a political, economic, military type of operation almost, as we think about the reports that we've received from Dr. Rob Congdon, who stays on top of what's happening in the European Union. Rob, let's talk about the fact that indeed I did mention military there just for a moment in that introduction. What about the fact the European Union countries are doing what they can to boost their defense budgets in light of what's happening in the Ukraine? Now, I know you've talked about they're going to form their own military, but at this time they're working somewhat in concert with NATO. But they're going to try to make every way possible for the Ukraine to become a part of the European Union, it seems like to me, even if they have to revert to the military.
Well, they certainly have recognized that the need has come for a military force that is EU-wide and no longer just the individual countries having their military force. And I think they're also recognizing that NATO, while it's a great power potentially, is not really a European institution as much as controlled by the Americans. So there's an obvious mood that it's time that Europe start depending for its defense upon itself, and that means either basically gaining control of NATO and making it a European Union military, or basically forming their own. And at this point, that's what they're starting to talk about, is the need for their own military force.
Rob, do you think any of the European Union leaders are ready to go and put boots on the ground in the Ukraine in order to assist the Ukraine to stay a part of the philosophy that is in the West and, i.e., therefore, the European Union?
No, I don't think they're ready to militarily step into the Ukraine. That's really not the EU's way. What they want to show is that behind the EU is the strength needed, as just kind of one of their bargaining points when discussing with Russia. But no, they want the Ukraine to come into the EU by voting in. They want to be patient and do the diplomatic means. Military, I really don't see that in the near future.
Talk to me about a report that I got. Maybe you have the same report. Russia and China are forging closer ties as the European Union is ready to explore and maybe even expand sanctions on Russia. What are your thoughts, or what are you hearing?
Well, yes, Russia and China are talking further. Again, it's over energy, which is what the Ukraine situation is about. Russia wants to export to China more of its natural gas. Really significantly, Russia wants to develop the eastern part of the nation of Russia, and that means more energy. China would be part of the paying the costs that would help do that. So they're moving. What most people aren't paying much attention about is that part of that plan and how they're going to get it to China and eastern Russia involves a nation we don't even talk about much. It's Kazakhstan. And a union that Russia is starting to form called the Eurasian Union, in which they're getting some of these countries together again to form their pipelines, their access, their markets. Interestingly, as we always point out, these very nations that they're talking about in this Eurasian Union are those that we see in Ezekiel 38 and 39. So, again, we see the seams being laid very much for the coming days.
Yes, and Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You mentioned one of the former Soviet Union satellite states out there, the STANs. There are six of them. Does that mean that Putin has pulled them under his umbrella?
I think that's really true. Nobody else has influence over those countries. They are very much an alliance in many different kind of informal trade relationship, so it's all part of it. As we again look at a map, we see that Putin is organizing his new union, if you will, and I think we're eventually going to see biblically a clash of empires, if you will, the EU and this new forming Russian Empire.
And as that is all going on, it looks like the Ukraine may well be on the brink of civil war. Now, Vladimir Putin made that statement, but other analysts are making this statement as well. from your observation post, what do you think? Could they go to civil war, the western part of Ukraine against the eastern part?
I really foresee that that's probably what's going to happen. Russia clearly wants at least the eastern part of the Ukraine under its control or influence. The western part is still several groups. They haven't been able to pull together a strong government. It would not be hard to see just internally in the Ukraine itself, difficulty over who should rule, resulting in a civil war, not necessarily fighting, but in a political war, and Russia being one of the means of bringing peace to the Ukraine internally, and that would be the solution. And what we anticipate is a divided Ukraine and perhaps ultimately Russia getting the rest of Ukraine with the border between the European Union and the new forming Russian Union.
One final question off the subject of what we've been talking about thus far. The celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ happening across the world. But may I ask you, how did it take place there in what we refer to as the European Union? We've talked about the church in decline. Did they celebrate? Do they celebrate Easter and these special holy days, biblical holy days?
Certainly the state churches observe it. The independent, what we would call truly Bible-teaching churches, recognize it. But when you look as the population as a whole, we're talking a very tiny percent that celebrate Resurrection Sunday. And in fact, recent polls have shown that most, for example, British, don't even know what the resurrection or what they call Easter is all about. They have no idea except that it's a holiday that they get some time off. So sadly, the resurrection concept, truth, and knowledge of it is not in the population as a whole.
Which is indicative of really basically what's happening across the world, but all setting the stage again for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
Yes, it's just sadly what we expect. You know, we're living in both exciting times and sad times. To see the decline of the Christian influence in the worldview is sad, but in reality it's drawing us closer to the Lord's calling for His church and going to rapture us up to be with Him, and then these great events that will come after that.
Even so come, Lord Jesus. Dr. Rob Congdon reporting for us, keeping us updated on what's happening in the European Union. It's a key region of the world to understand how Bible prophecy will unfold in the very near future. Thank you, Rob. God bless.
God bless, and have a blessed Resurrection Sunday.
Dr. Rob Congdon, always bringing to the table information we need to know as we look at a prophetic scenario found in God's Word for the end of times.